Childlike faith in the Word of God is such a beautiful thing. Resolutions to all of life's problems and questions are found between the covers of God's Holy Bible. After careful scrutiny, it is found to be true and righteous altogether. It's found to be true historically, scientifically, and by far the most important, spiritually. It satisfies the very soul. Have you yet to surrender your life to the Jesus Christ of the majority text? Are you ready for the best day of your life? Click on the Further with Jesus now for instant entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Mark chapter 16, verses 16 through 20, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. God said, 1 Corinthians 14:14, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Man said speaking in tongues is a bunch of ungodly gibberish, and supernatural manifestations of nearly any sort are not for today. The non-religious and the religious unbelievers deny its supernatural existence entirely. Now the record. The world is filled with the miraculous, especially in the lives of those who demonstrate childlike faith. In one particular way, it is demonstrated in the lives of millions who have received the baptism with the Holy Ghost, just as the saints of old did on the day of Pentecost when they began to speak in unknown tongues, in languages they personally did not and still do not understand. If you would like more information on this subject, click on the Holy Ghost Part 1, the beginning of a 5-part series on this subject. The Holy Ghost series answers from the Scriptures in some detail 10 critical questions. Following are the 10 questions and the 10 very brief answers. Question 1. What is the very first commandment Jesus Christ gives to his infant church? Answer. The last words of Jesus and the first commandment to the infant church were to tarry until they received the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Question 2. Are people automatically baptized with the Holy Ghost the day they are saved? Answer to 2. The baptism with the Holy Ghost is a separate and distinct supernatural occurrence that follows the born-again experience. Question 3. How did the saints of old get baptized with the Holy Ghost? Answer. When the saints of old received the baptism with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in unknown tongues. Question 4. How did the apostles recognize one who was baptized with the Holy Ghost? Answer. The manifestation recognized by Peter at Cornelius' house, indicating that the people in fact had received the baptism with the Holy Ghost, is that he heard them speak with tongues. Question 5. What is the purpose of the baptism with the Holy Ghost? Answer. 4 foundational functions of the Holy Ghost are as follows: supernatural teacher, supernatural memory, supernatural power, and supernatural prayer life. Question 6. Do Christians get baptized with the Holy Ghost today? Answer. Yes, Christians do get baptized with the Holy Ghost today, just as they did on the day of Pentecost. Worldwide estimates of those who are part of the Pentecostal charismatic movement range from a low of 130 million to more than 580 million. Question 7. Were the baptism with the Holy Ghost, gifts of the Spirit, and miracles only for the days of the apostles? Answer. The baptism with the Holy Ghost with signs following is for today. Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Question 8. Do the baptism with the Holy Ghost and the 9 gifts of the Spirit serve separate functions? Answer. The baptism with the Holy Ghost and the 9 gifts of the Spirit do serve separate functions. Question 9. Is speaking with new tongues a phenomenon that began in 1906? Is that which is perfect already come? Answer 9. The baptism with the Holy Ghost and glossolalia did not begin in 1906, and that which is perfect is yet to come. Question 10. How can a Christian receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost today? Answer. The baptism with the Holy Ghost is received today just as it was on the day of Pentecost with simple childlike faith. Visit the 5-part series on the Holy Ghost on God Said, Man Said. Inside article number 5, you will be instructed on how to receive the marvelous gift of the Holy Ghost. Do not take a shortcut. Be prepared for the miraculous. A new scientific discovery again confirms the accuracy of the Word of God, the Word that was written thousands of years prior to modern-day academia's latest musings. This will be just another proof that God is that He authored the Scriptures and will hold all men accountable to them at a soon-coming judgment day. I often say when ministering the baptism with the Holy Ghost that the spiritual action never goes above the nose. When one speaks in tongues, the brain between your ears is disengaged. Jesus, referring to the Holy Ghost, speaks of the belly in a most amazing way, John chapter 7, verses 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. For astonishing information on this concept, click on to the Holy Ghost and your belly on this website. A term often mentioned concerning the moving of the Holy Ghost in an individual is that the Spirit of God wells up within him. This welling up begins in the stomach and typically finds release as that believer shouts or sings praises unto God. Very often it will take on the form of speaking in tongues. The following news release was published by UPI November 7, 2006, under the heading, Fascinating Discovery, Brain Activity Declines as Subjects Speak in Tongues. It reads, medical scientists at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine have measured regional cerebral blood flow while subjects spoke in tongues, discovering there was decreased brain activity in the subjects during the process. We noticed the number of changes that occurred functionally in the brain, said the principal investigator, Dr. Andrew Newberg, an associate professor of radiology, psychiatry, and religious studies. Our finding of decreased activity in the frontal lobes during the practice of speaking in tongues is fascinating because these subjects truly believe the Spirit of God is moving through them to speak. Our brain imaging research shows us that these subjects are not in control of the usual language centers during this activity, which is consistent with their description of a lack of intentional control while speaking in tongues. According to the UPI report, the research appears in the November issue of the Journal of Psychiatry Research Neuroimaging, end of quote. The lead paragraphs in a November 2 UPI NewsTrack story reads, U.S. scientists in a first-of-its-kind study have found decreased brain activity in people speaking in tongues, a condition known as glossolalia. The unusual mental state is associated with some religious traditions and occurs when people appear to be speaking in an incomprehensible language, yet perceive it to have great personal meaning, end of quote. The Scriptures record, as quoted earlier in 1 Corinthians 14:14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. My father, who was and is a man of God, died in 2004 and went home to be with the Lord. Several years before his death, he had suffered a stroke and he lost his ability to speak. A few days after this stroke, the phone rang in my office. My sister was visiting at the hospital and calling to inform me that it did not appear that things were improving. My father was also a minister of the gospel and had been filled with the Holy Ghost for over 40 years, as they were on the day of Pentecost. I asked my sister to put the telephone to our father's ear. I spoke to my father and told him that I was going to speak in a new tongue and for him to do likewise. As I began to magnify the Lord in tongues, he began to speak fluently in a new tongue. He had lost his ability to speak and was in somewhat of an incoherent state, but the Holy Ghost, like rivers of living water, came from within his belly as he magnified the Lord. The Holy Ghost functioned, and he was able to speak in tongues, yet he could not speak or communicate in his understanding. The Holy Ghost bypassed his brain. Speaking in tongues is perfect praise and prayer, and is a function of the Holy Ghost. The cognitive use of words and phrases which take place in the brain is basically bypassed. This is exactly what science is finding out. God said, Mark 16:16-20, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. God said, 1 Corinthians 14:14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Man said speaking in tongues is a bunch of ungodly gibberish, and supernatural manifestations of nearly any sort are not for today. The non-religious and the religious unbelievers deny its supernatural existence entirely. Now you have the record.